All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. And again, lots going on, folks, in the world today, between the wildfires here in Colorado to politics, the Hunter Biden situation, which I did some reading on today, and it's just amazing to me that there's not more coverage on this topic.
Oh, it's shocking, John.
Unbelievable.
Remember, we were talking about October surprises, wasn't it? About a month ago or so, and what did I say? I said, if there's anything on Trump, it'll be something foreign or whatever, but there will be an October surprise on Biden, and it's going to have to do with Hunter. And this is going to blow up in his face. Back when I thought Biden was going to actually drop out of the race, it was all because of Hunter. And when they decided to christen him as their candidate, you know, I thought
he's the face of the party. Come on, Andy.
I know. But I thought there were two things that were going to kill Joe Biden. Really. And, well, three things. Number one, of course, the economy, which right. they deep-sixed. But number two, Spygate, which Ray from the FBI has successfully dragged out and made it so it won't come out until after the election. I'm telling you what, that guy is an enemy of the state. What he has done is unbelievable in dragging this out. And
because really what that tells me, just a side note to stop there for a second.
Yeah.
Because it's getting dragged out, there's a lot of info there. They would be incriminating against the Biden campaign.
Right, but they could put out an interim report. Okay, when Barr and Durham didn't do this, now it's not Barr's fault. This is Durham. Okay, and working together with Ray, Chris Ray from the FBI, you know, Barr has to wait until they give it to him to run with. But what has been shocking is this, John. On Spygate, we have enough right now, flat out, to say the Obama administration was spying on the Trump campaign. No doubt about it. And it was horrifying what they were doing. They were caught with their hand in the cookie jar. Now, with what's going on with Hunter Biden, this is stunning. This is absolutely stunning stuff that has been coming out. And it should, if this was Trump, he'd have to step down. In fact, this stuff is so bad. Let me say this. I have never said this before, John, but I'll say it right now. I wish that they could back up and postpone the election because this is major. This is a major investigation of one of the candidates. And the problem is one side is trying to run out the clock and not respond to it, mm-hmm. knowing that the media is on their side, shielding the American people from it. But there is now no doubt Hunter Biden was not only selling influence, peddling influence, I mean, not for a little bit of money, for millions and millions of dollars to foreign actors in Ukraine, Russia, and China. But he was actually, it's now been confirmed, he got meetings for them in the White House. All right. And it looks like, number one, he had a good amount of that money actually going directly to his dad. His dad was actually using him as a bagman. This is very possible. Now, do we know for 100% sure? No, that's what we need the investigation for. But for crying out loud, it looks like Joe had Hunter squeezing these people, these foreign dignitaries, to pay them money for influence through the White House, both with meetings and with policy. And then tons of money would come in, and then there was talk of like 10 to 50%, you know, depending on the deal, going directly from Hunter to Joe, which he could use in any number of ways. And this is on laptops. This isn't just a few, you know, like with Trump, a few angry ex-employees complaining about him and saying and making allegations. No. Keep in mind, John, with Trump, there were no emails
right.
that confirming it, no texts confirming it, no films confirming it, no anything confirming anything against Trump. And we spent over 2 years burning him with it. We have everything here. We have emails that have been confirmed. And by the way, Hunter Biden, what an idiot. This is on his laptop. And I guess Hunter Biden would know something of the term laptop. But I mean, this is on his laptop, which now is also being investigated for child porn, quite possibly. At least they brought in a child porn expert to look at the laptop, because apparently there are tapes of Hunter doing things that he should not. But the big thing is this. Why would he leave this laptop to be fixed at a place and then not pay them for it? Because if you don't pay them for it, it becomes their property.
Well,
it's evidence. Sorry to ramble, but my goodness.
No, to answer your question, I'll in reverse.
Yes, yes.
If you were Hunter Biden, why would you do this? Well, you and I both know that when people drink excessively, do drugs excessively, and things along those lines, you tend to sometimes forget where things are even at.
But the guy who owned the shop was contacting him and saying,
come get it.
Come get it. And by the way, come pay me. And he didn't either. And so he left all this evidence with a guy who he didn't pay that the guy could turn in. Now, here's why I'm so angry at Chris Wray beyond what he did with Spygate,
yeah,
which is unbelievable by holding that down. Chris Wray and the FBI had this laptop, John, last December.
So they've known about this.
Right. They had this laptop with all this information on it regarding Burisma, regarding what Hunter was doing over there with Ukraine. And apparently there's also notes on there about China deals and so forth. I don't know if that's coming from that or from another source. But they had this on Hunter, which connects to Joe, and yet Ray held it down, didn't put it out, and allowed the country to try to impeach President Trump for Ukraine. When we had all this information on Biden.
It showed that it wasn't the case in the first place.
Right. And they tried to keep the lid on it until the end. And they were trying to run out the clock. So if Chris Wray is trying to run out the clock, does that say?
Well, and to my knowledge, tell me if I'm correct in this. To my knowledge, right, had the computer, this is for everybody listening, this is just the research that I've done on my own. If the computer store guy,
yeah,
the dude there, whatever, whoever he is, the dude, if the dude hadn't created a backup copy of the actual hard drive from that laptop, you may not be knowing any of what we're talking about today. Am I correct?
Ray would have buried it. Exactly, John. Exactly.
This guy,
the reason Ray couldn't keep it buried is because not only did he make a copy, but who'd he take the copy to? Rudy Giuliani.
Right. So my point is this. For everybody that's out there on the left that would say, no, this can't be real. It's not the real laptop. This is a big hoax. This is a big Russian this, Russian that, whatever the case may be, which, by the way, they've already determined, no, this has nothing to do with anything Russian whatsoever. This is just Hunter being Hunter, right?
And Joe being Joe. And
Joe being Joe. But let me, you know, this is Joe being Joe, Hunter being Hunter.
Yes.
This has nothing to do with the Russians or anything along those lines. This
Adam Schiff was actually publicly alleged,
I know,
that it was the Russians who were behind this. And he was called out for it because Ron Johnson said there is absolutely
zero evidence
of any kind toward that. And Schiff didn't come back with evidence. He went silent.
Of course he did, because he's Schiffity Schiff.
Yeah.
What a putz, by the way.
I know.
But anyways, here's my point.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's just face it. A lot of guys in the computer world are, you know, let's face it, you know, if you fix computers and so on, you're a fairly intelligent individual
Sure.
For the most part, especially in that case. Guy owns his own deal, so on and so forth. I'm not trying to beat anybody up, and I'm not talking about the Geek Squad dudes. I'm talking, you know, guy that owns a computer shop, so on and so forth. He, you know, he knows his stuff, right?
He knows how to nerd out on this.
He knows his stuff.
He
knows how to nerd out. And so, but we have some Biden audio, is that true? Oh, okay. We'll play that in a second. Okay. We'll do that after the break, so hang tight. My point is this. This guy's a computer geek.
Right.
He's got this thing, you know, it's in for repairs. I have no idea what it's in for repairs for, but as he's repairing it, he's like, well, look what I found.
Right.
Well, this guy's not, you know, Hunter's not very smart in the way that he puts his My Document folder together, because here's all of the stuff I've found or whatever. I don't know, but you get where I'm coming from.
Right. Well,
so he's like, good night. This is some hot stuff I've got here.
Yes.
So you know what? What I'm going to do, just to make sure I don't wind up dead one day, I'm going to make a copy.
Yes.
He's not stupid, by the way.
He didn't want to be dead.
He didn't want to be dead. He didn't want to end up like all of the other countless people that have died underneath the Biden-Hillary regime and Obama regime over the years.
No one wants to be yet another body in Arkansas.
So this guy's at least intelligent enough to have a backup, which he gets.
Yes.
Then he's even that much more intelligent to say, okay, where do I go with this backup? I mean, there'll be a movie of this someday, by the way, because where do you go with the backup? Well, none other than Trump's lawyer himself, Giuliani, who's probably the only guy in the country you could trust.
Exactly.
Right?
By the way, there will be a movie one day made about this called Laptop.
Yes.
Laptop. Yeah. But John,
it will be.
Well, yeah, put yourself, before we go to break, put yourself in the position of Hunter Biden. Okay, I know you're not a sicko.
Jeez, how am I going to do that?
Okay. I don't know.
No, just
did you ever
going.
See the show Quantum Leap?
Yeah, just
where you had to
going.
Leap into somebody
keep
else's.
Going.
Okay, there. Okay. Well, there is video. First of all, why do you take video of yourself doing crack and being in sex parties and stuff like this?
I don't know, that, Andy.
That's nuts enough. But why do you preserve it on your laptop along with all these emails that tie your dad in? You see, it's not just you selling influence. Your dad's getting the money and being at these things. Oh, by the way, John, the Biden team, they're saying that meeting never happened with Biden at it because it wasn't on the agenda or something like this. On the, what do you call it?
The official transcript.
Yeah. It's like, right, you're going to keep a record of this meeting that foreign dignitaries bought through your kid.
Of course you're not.
Okay. So anyway, he brings this laptop in, and the guy actually had it a couple of months because it takes a while before it becomes your property.
Right.
Yeah. And the guy had to come to him and say, Hunter, there's something on here I can't fix. I need something. I forget what it was, a wire or something. And Hunter actually got it to him so he could fix it. Then he fixes it, and then he says, I need to be paid. Then more time elapses. So anyway, you're leaving the kind of information that, if it were on Trump's side, would already end his candidacy.
Correct.
And you're leaving all this, plus all kinds of stuff about you, on a laptop with a guy who now has legal ownership of your laptop.
Right. Not very smart.
I've seen dumb in my day.
This is like Dumb and Dumber.
Wow.
Deja vu.
That is just... Anyway, I just had to paint that picture.
You are
correct. That's unbelievable.
No, and again, I read enough about this today to realize that, you know, first of all, the computer shop owner's not a dummy by any stretch of the imagination. He knows who Hunter is. He knows what's on the laptop. He knows that his life could be in danger. And I mean this sincerely, folks. If he doesn't have a backup copy of said hard drive, so guess what he does? He makes one.
Yes.
He's not stupid.
But here we have solid evidence now, John. This is evidence. And by the way, it isn't just his laptop. We have other emails that have come from a guy who was a partner of Hunter's.
He unleashed his too.
Well, he was in he's in prison.
Yeah.
And so he turned on him.
Yeah.
And he unleashed
stuff. Flipped.
But here's the thing. None of the evidence coming in is exculpatory. All of it is saying...
It's damning.
Is saying Joe...
That's right.
...is guilty.
That's
Hunter
right.
is guilty. Okay. So... Do you at least see what I mean by saying, I know we can't, but geez, if there were any way, we need to postpone this election. I know we can't. I know. I got it. Okay. But the American people need to at least see this investigated before they decide.
Let's talk about this when we come back. How dumb are the American public? We'll talk about that when we come back. All right. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks. Don't forget, there's a great deal on Cooper Tires right now. $70 rebate is what they've got on that. Remember, they sell you those tires at cost as well, plus a 15% discount and that free second opinion. Go to klzradio.com or call them at 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed, but it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE-certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory-recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Folks, make sure that you're protected. We live in a day and age now where you need to make sure you can freely exercise your Second Amendment right. You need to know how to shoot. You need to know how to handle a firearm. And Franktown Firearms can teach you all of that. Great inventory of both ammo and the gun itself. Call them today at 720-770-7777 or find them at klzradio.com.
Instead of transporting your firearms to and from the range, you can store them safely on-site at the Franktown Firearms Armory. After purchasing a firearm, the team at Franktown recommends that you shoot consistently with your own gun on the range, as well as signing up for one of their proprietary training courses or one-on-one instruction so you can develop confidence handling your gun. You can also store your firearms temporarily while you're on vacation or protect your heirloom weapons without taking up space in your gun safe at home. The team at Franktown prides themselves on developing long-term relationships with their clients. They see beginners turn into experts all the time. First-time buyers come in looking for guidance and come back because they're having fun. Learn to shoot with confidence in a family atmosphere. Store your firearms at Franktown. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown for pricing. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
When politicians want to raise taxes, they're supposed to give you a say in the matter. They're not supposed to sidestep the law and make you pay more without your approval. But that's exactly what politicians are doing. And that's why we need Proposition 117. Proposition 117 gives us, the taxpayers, a voice. It allows us to vote on large fee increases, which we all know are just hidden taxes. For far too long, politicians in Colorado have raised the cost of car registrations, health insurance, and even hospital stays without giving voters a choice. They get away with it by calling their cost increases fees instead of tax hikes. Voting yes on Proposition 117 would change that and stop the hidden tax hikes. Vote yes on Proposition 117 to give Coloradans the voice they deserve. Paid for by Unite for Colorado. Katie Kennedy, registered agent.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. So myself, Andy, we do have a little clip we're going to play from Jenna Arnold. She is the spokeswoman, I guess I should say, for the Biden campaign when it comes to Hunter.
And by the way, if I may, this is she's going to sound dumb. She isn't. She's a smart lady. She is their best, sharpest communicator. But what are you going
to
say? Folks, this is how guilty they are.
They don't even know what to say. All right, here
she's
we go.
She's on Fox. Listen to this.
You stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business
dealings
with him?
Yes, I stand by that statement.
Yeah, but that doesn't seem true anymore, does it?
Leland, thank you so much for bringing this up. And I really appreciate Jillian pressing Steve, the representative from the Trump campaign, on the fact that so much of this is unconfirmed.
So Jenna, it's real simple. You say it's unconfirmed. Tell us what parts are not true. Now, Hunter Biden knows what emails he has and hasn't sent. Are you saying, in the campaign, saying that these emails aren't his?
It's unclear to me. I would say that what's so important right now, from both the American citizen and the media, yourself included, Leland, is to continue to ask clarifying questions about this, why the FBI is investigating.
Whoa,
but it's imperative to note that the NSA told Trump that Giuliani was being played by these emails.
The easiest thing in the world to do would be to say these aren't Hunter Biden's emails. Nobody, including Hunter Biden and including the campaign, has said it. Listen to the one time Joe Biden was asked about this.
I know you'd ask it. I have no response. It's another smear campaign. Right up your alley. They're the questions you always ask.
Noteworthy, that was a CBS reporter who was able to get that question in the one time that Joe Biden was available.
Let me ask Jenna.
I'm going to ask the question, then you can respond. The question is this. I thought that demonizing the media was a threat to our democracy. Every time President Trump attacks the media, Democrats and yourself included can't wait to yell about that. Don't the American people deserve something better than the former vice president attacking the person who asks a legitimate question?
Well, I don't know if he attacked the person. I think he just said it was fake news. I'm sitting here
it's another smear campaign right up your alley. Those are the questions you always ask. That kind of sounds like an attack to me.
That doesn't strike me as an attack. I'm sure you can find some other statements on behalf of the campaign that are specifically an attack, like what your other guest just said, that having conversations and working with the Chinese government is the same thing with working with the Nazi party. Like, compare apples to apples.
The Chinese Communist Party has concentration camps. It was Joe Biden who was over trying to do business with the Chinese and brought Hunter Biden along with him to introduce him around. And there's video of that. You don't, you
Leland,
think, who,
we,
okay,
we,
so,
So we've just lost 200,000 Americans.
Oh, we gotta
pause.
Pivoting.
Gotta pause for one second. We'll get right back.
Okay.
Folks, he brought his kid over there, and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars was funneled from China into their family through Hunter, all because of Biden's position as vice president.
Okay, and people, real quick, remember this. The entire family got lines of credit from China.
$100,000 for a spending spree.
Shopping sprees.
Yeah.
So they could just go spend whatever they wanted to from China. Okay, folks, do not let, especially you lefties that are out there, please don't act ignorant to something that you know darn good and well your guy's guilty of.
He's guilty.
Because he's guilty of sin.
He is.
Okay, keep going, Charlie. We'll finish this up.
Because of a pandemic that was poorly controlled. So if you want to talk about the loss of life because of bad leadership, let's have that conversation.
Jeez, pivot to COVID. There's
what's interesting is I feel like you still haven't answered the fundamental question.
Really?
Which is, can anyone say that these emails are inauthentic? And so far, I haven't heard anybody say that.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I don't think anybody's saying let me ask you about it.
Somebody, by the way, we have lots of text messages coming in. Let me read a few of these.
All right, let's hear them.
I wouldn't be surprised if the computer store dude doesn't commit suicide.
He might suicide himself.
Let me see what's another one here.
Hillary will suicide.
No, there was another one that was talking about how, hang on, I got another one. You guys asked why Hunter would leave all of this stuff on his laptop. One answer, arrogance. By the way, good answer.
I still think it's two things, arrogance and stupidity.
You think it's both?
Yeah. This is one dumb kid. But you're right, arrogant too. Absolutely arrogance. This is a guy who thinks he'll never get caught.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. No, and that's where the arrogant part comes in. He's above the law.
Yeah.
Or so he thinks.
Well, for crying out loud, they've got Twitter. Well,
they are.
Twitter and Facebook are blocking all the stories on this. They're blocking all the stories on this because they know Biden is guilty. You know, I asked on Facebook today, I'm glad it hasn't been shut down yet, but ask every voter, after 3 years investigating Trump, could you spend just 3 days studying the Joe and Hunter Biden story before voting? I know everybody wants to get out and vote. Please, before you vote for Joe Biden, can you at least take a look at Joe Biden? And I mean, not just look at some MSNBC spin on this. I mean, actually look at the evidence.
Right.
We spent over 3 years investigating President Trump.
Spend 3 minutes at least.
Yeah.
That's all you need, by the way.
A few minutes. Just look at the actual.
It doesn't take much.
They've got the emails, folks. They're right there. They're totally incriminating.
So just as a side note, for all of you lefties that are listening, which I know you do because you text me and I know you listen. What about your guy, Joe and Hunter? All of you tend to want to just sweep that under the rug and talk about other things. Like she just wanted to switch gears and talk about COVID. Are you going to talk about, you know, fires and you know, climate change and stupid stuff like that that frankly isn't real and doesn't matter? And instead, you're going to brush everything about Hunter and Joe under the rug. That's what lefties do, though.
Oh, yeah. And here's how bad it's gotten. Did you see what the debate commission has done?
No.
The last debate was supposed to be about foreign policy.
Okay.
When this dropped, they switched it. Now they want to go back on to be about COVID and some things like that. Things that they feel that Trump will do bad at. And by the way, the next moderator comes from a hardcore big donor Democrat family.
David and Bertha, we got a couple minutes before break. What's up?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to let you know, for a guy, me, that is, I was off the grid news-wise all last week from last Saturday until today. I had a family member go into the hospital, and it was an ordeal of 7 days. But
I hope they're okay.
I kept my head down. They are okay.
Yes.
And the upside of the whole thing is we had to go through two COVID tests with a third one within 3 days or 4 days through the hospital system. But at the end of the whole episode, it was a great experience, incredible staff. And I'm not going to complain. I felt very fortunate because I thought I might lose them in the whole process. But needless to say, they're on recovery and on mend. But I'm calling because I got to listen to y'all, and I'm going, what happened while I was gone?
lots happens. It doesn't take much in a very short period of time. The world can go to pot. David, yeah, without you around.
David, I got a good answer for you. Just watch CNN. Nothing happened.
Well, that's true.
That's the stomach turns, as Carol Burnett used to call it on that sitcom. Anyway, I'm amazed, but it is, I was trying to remember a biblical statement, but as a man goes before the fall, and it's kind of plain, it's self-pride.
Yeah, pride comes before a fall.
Yeah, there you go. Yep, exactly. And I'm just, Hunter has got to be arrogant as the day is long. I'm shocked.
You're right.
But I'm not
well,
shocked.
Well, keep real quick. We got some time. Richard may not be able to join us today, so we got a couple minutes here. So bear with me, David, real quick, and Andy both. When you have lived essentially a lifestyle, David, where you've really never, ever, ever had to work your entire life, who knows what in the world you did and made it through law school, because there's all sorts of things that can be done there when it comes to even doctoring up to where you even get a degree, and you may not know a lick of law when it's all said and done. We all know how that works as well. There's lots of kids that come out of law school that, you know, couldn't try a case if their life depended on it. So, you know, basically he's lived an entire pampered life his whole life, goes to the military for, Andy said, a month, couldn't make it in a month because he was a crackhead. I mean, this is a guy, David, that's literally had that golden spoon handed to him his entire life. So in that case, yes, you're going to live a life of arrogance because you know nothing else.
Yeah, and the big problem is not Hunter Biden. Look, we understand you can have a bad kid. Okay, sure. We understand good people can have bad kids.
Sure, I get that.
The problem is that Joe was covering for him and working for him. And let's not forget, folks, Joe leveraged $1 billion of American taxpayer money to make Ukraine fire the prosecutor who was going after Hunter's corrupt company, Burisma.
That's right.
He protected the corrupt company because his son was working on it, and he did it with $1 billion of our money.
And this comes right out of a movie, David, like you know, Goodfellas. I mean, it's not much different than what the mafia would do.
Yeah, it's an act of commission, not omission.
That's right.
It's a cooperative effort.
But yet, David,
you're going to find
a lot of folks on the left, David, that want to sweep this under the rug and go talk about something else.
And look. We would if Trump were guilty of something of equal proportion, we'd be going, dude, he's out of town. He's out. I mean, people would be bailing on him. And so to go this far, and it's Jonestown, drinking the Kool-Aid scenario all over again, unfortunately.
Well, Don Jr. put it really well, David. Don Jr. put it really well. He said, look, if I had done 1%, maybe it was 10%, I forget, but I think he said 1% of what Hunter has done, my dad wouldn't be a candidate anymore. He'd be done. He'd be out.
Oh, yeah. And he would hopefully, I mean, not hopefully, strike that comment. Trump, if that were to happen, he'd go, I'm out of here, guys. Son, you blew it. Thanks.
In closing on this particular, you know, this particular segment, we'll come back and talk more about this. But there's a stark difference, by the way, in the way that this just to me is the way that things work when it comes to the way each side thinks. And bear with me, not saying that every liberal is this way or every conservative is this way. But in general, there is a stark difference between how rich liberals live and raise their kids and how rich conservatives live and raise their kids. And you've got a great stark difference between Joe Biden's family and Donald Trump's family. And I'm not saying I'm going to put all of Donald Trump on a pedestal. They've got issues and faults just like all the rest of us have. But when it comes to their work ethic and the way they actually look at life and the fact they know how to get up in the morning and actually go to work, there's a huge difference between Donald Trump's kids, and Joe Biden's kids.
Oh, yeah.
Huge difference.
Right there, John, you're giving a testament of why you allow Richard on the air with you.
That's right.
You know who he is, but Richard has lived his life out. He went to a high-level, good school, CSU, right?
No, he went to Faith Christian and then to CU.
CU. Okay, so he went to CU. Guaranteed, Richard can say, yeah, I know so-and-so and so-and-so. He knew people that were like Biden's son.
Hunter.
His first name.
Hunter.
He knew hunters when he was at college, just like I knew hunters where I went to college. There were people that were used the silver spoon in their mouth. They didn't know anything else. And so put them out there, and they don't have the scruples to do right. They just do what they I'm going to repeat myself.
It's really sad too, because Biden did have another son who was a member of the military, a wonderful Bo, wonderful young guy, and then this kid goes bad. The problem is this: Joe rewarded it and used it for the family to enrich the family.
Yep.
That I've had that happen. I saw that happen in my own family on another extension of it, and it was just like, you got to be kidding me. Don't. But the proof's in the pudding when it all settles out. And we're not guaranteed anything on our kids, but to the credit that you bring on the air, John, every day of the week, Richard's on there, speaks volumes. So there you go.
Well, thank you, David. I appreciate that. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. Up next, Pure Force Chevrolet, and they want to help you out with all of your vehicle needs, folks. New, used, they've got you covered. And if you want to sell your late model vehicle, they can do that as well. Go to purefoychevrolet.com or call 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Enchanted Kitchens, folks, and I said earlier, if you want that kitchen done by Christmas, you've got to get hustling. Get into Enchanted Kitchens now. Go to klzradio.com or 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
And if you want to pay for that kitchen, Kurt Rogers, we even listened to him last week talk about it. He'll join us at 5 o'clock as well, and he can show you how to actually pay for that. In a lot of cases, not change your cash flow at all. And keep in mind, when you do a kitchen remodel, it's about 90 cents on the dollar of what you get back. So Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important. Your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. A couple of things here that Charlie mentioned during the break is, number one, he asked us, do we think that this early vote from the Democrats is being pushed out so hard? Mail, 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 vote, vote, vote. Because they knew all this stuff's coming out, and
yes,
that may affect the actual outcome as you get closer and closer to Election Day. And I say yes also.
Absolutely. Remember, I was raised on the left. John, they know they're corrupt.
Yeah.
They know when they have really corrupt leadership, and they do not care. And so what they're going is vote now, vote now, vote now, vote now, beat the rush, beat the rush. In other words, get it in there before you can hear about it. But here's the good news. It is virtually all their hardcore base that's voting early, which they're doing in droves.
Which you're going to get that, you're going to get that vote even on November.
Exactly. Or, you're going to get that vote in November. Matter. The people in the middle are not going to be as quick to vote early, no. And that's the people we need to hope somehow, some way, get this news.
Yeah, the hardcore lefty, Joe Biden could come out and say, I'm actually Satan, and they'd still vote for him.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would actually boost his ratings. I knew I believed in him, says AOC.
You have a good point.
Okay. It'll actually be the first time AOC's ever been, you know, religious.
That's probably true. All right. Charlie also asked, when do we think the computer guy actually looked at some of the information on the laptop? You know, pictures and emails and so on.
I honestly doubt that he looked at it before it became his possession, and here's why.
He didn't have it up and running even.
Well, no, he had to have it up and running while he was working on it at times. But
But you said earlier, didn't that take some time for him to actually get that done? Because he actually started to work on it,
yeah.
Couldn't get it fixed. He needed another part or something that
Hunter
had to bring in. And
Hunter
then
actually got
that in.
To him.
Okay, so he drags that in, and then more time goes by. He does get the thing fixed, but Hunter never picks it up.
Yeah, if you get it fixed, you're going to get it up and running to test it, obviously, and fully test it. But that doesn't mean you look through the files.
No, and just real quick for everybody listening, maybe those of you even that are on the left, those guys have better things to do. Nobody wants to just sit there and scour through a hard drive to see what's on it because, frankly, they don't care.
No, and the guy wasn't even thinking about that. Here's the thing. He doesn't care what's on it. But more importantly, John, if you've got somebody, especially somebody who's a big name,
mm-hmm.
and he's a lawyer, by the way, and let's not forget, Hunter's a
That's
lawyer.
That's true. Good point.
He's never practiced law that I know, but he's a lawyer.
He's still a lawyer.
Probably
he's
has.
He's got that attached to his name.
You know what I mean.
Well, he's got big connections. We know that.
Huge connections.
And this guy knows that.
Right. Okay.
Okay. I want to ask you one thing.
Okay, go ahead.
What's the ultimate thing that guy wants that's fixing the computer?
To be paid.
Thank you. That's all he really cares about.
Well,
Thank you.
But I'm going to add something. He wants to be paid, and he wants to survive.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So if you have somebody who's a big name, dangerous person, has connections, and you go through and look through his emails, you got to understand, you can find out from other sources that these emails and things were looked into from that source. Okay? You can track that, John. This guy knows it. He's a nerd. He nerds out on this stuff.
Right.
So is he going to look through Hunter's stuff before this is actually his computer? Very doubtful.
Yeah, very doubtful.
I think
very
he would.
Doubtful because he just doesn't have time.
Yeah. Is it possible he did? Yeah, maybe he's dumb like Hunter. I don't know.
I doubt
but
it.
More likely he didn't. And then the time elapsed. Then it was his. Then he made a copy.
Yep.
And the rest is history.
Brad in East LA, what's up?
Hey, man. How y'all doing?
We're good.
Hey, Brad.
My thing is, I think, you know, they're going to kind of keep Trump away from the Bidens, you know, scandals and everything because they've got all these different topics. But when they mention climate change, that's when Trump can jump in and say, well, how much did the Chinese pay you to implement this policy in the United States, Joe, you and Hunter? So, you know, he's got a lot of outlets to get his message out still. And
just real quick, also
will.
As a side note, just and I know this is going to be a big deal, and it's something that the left thinks they can now grab onto and actually make something of it and head into the campaign with this. But if I hear one more person talk about fires and climate change, I'm going to throw up because there's no correlation whatsoever.
No, there isn't.
I saw an aerial view of the forest, you know, up there by the Wyoming border that's on fire.
Yeah.
And every fourth tree was dead.
Yeah, beetle kill probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, and they wonder why they got such a hot, big fire going, you know?
Hey, Brad, you're out there in L.A., so you're dealing, you know, with all the California fires, too. I mean, not right in L.A., but you see the news. Did you guys have a lot of dead trees that made that worse, too? Because we did.
This is L.A. and Colorado, man. East
Los Animas.
This is Los Animas County.
So you're just on that side.
Right.
Sorry about that. I saw L.A., East L.A., which, by the way, was a great song by Cheech Marin. But
yeah.
Brad, refresh
there. It's just in Colorado.
Refresh my memory, Brad. How long have you lived here?
8 years.
8 years. Okay. So in 8 years, we've been through a few cycles of different fires and so on. And do you think it's any worse today than it's been the 8 years you've been here?
Oh, no. No. Most of them, like out in the West, you know, the West Coast, they're started by people that are trying to, advance their climate change agenda. And this is the way they're going to try to do it, by lighting everything on fire and going, see what's happening.
And they got caught.
And they got caught. Yeah, good stuff. Brad, I'll let you go. Thanks. We're up against a break. When we come back, just as a side note. I want to give you guys some fodder. Not fodder, some facts.
Okay.
Not fodder, but facts. Given the fact that I've lived here my entire life, and I've watched numerous fires take place across this great state over all the years I've lived here, 56 years. I've been involved in even helping fight a few of them over the years. And I will tell you firsthand, as a Colorado native, folks, it's no different today than it was 30 years ago versus 40 years ago versus 50 years ago. It's not an iota difference. The biggest difference we have today, and I'll get into this in a moment, is we got a lot more people living up in the mountains that are going to be affected by this. And yes, there's going to be more structures that go up if there is a forest fire than there was some 40 years ago. That's the biggest change we have.
More property damage because you've got more actual property damaged.
Thank you. We'll come right back and talk about that. Don't go anywhere. Gino's Auto Service is up next. Steve Horvath was with me this last weekend on Drive Radio. Great guy, by the way. Wants to help you with all of your vehicle needs before we head into winter, which, by the way, may come this weekend as well. Make sure you're prepared. Go to ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J, 303-794-6700.
For over 37 years, Gino's has been your go-to auto service shop in Littleton for all of your car repair and maintenance needs. This month, take advantage of Gino's engine and cabin air filter special and receive a NAPA $20 gift card. Do you want to breathe better air in your vehicle? Your cabin air filter helps to remove pollen, dust, smoke, and pollutants from the air inside your car. It's recommended to change your cabin air filter once a year in Colorado. Your engine air filter prevents dust, dirt, and contaminants from your engine. With any service, we'll do a free battery check to get you safely back on the road. Gino's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers, honoring warranty work you may have had done. Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off for service and pick up when ready. Gino's is a Colorado Select member and conveniently located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Check out Gino's Google reviews or call us with any questions. Visit Gino's online at ginosautoservice.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jody said, called these folks up to see about getting some equipment to help with an off-site meeting. What a surprise. It is so rare these days when someone exceeds your every expectation, but BES sure did. While the item I needed wasn't something they normally deal in, they called around, found a solution, and then called me back. Then, when we were talking through the pricing, they said, you know what, pay it forward. We've got you on this one. If you are looking for a business that tries hard for their customers and still believes in old-fashioned business values, you needn't shop further. This is it. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I said a moment ago I was going to give you guys some factual data of just, I'm going to pick one area, and just because it was where I was born, grew up and raised, which is Boulder County. Okay, I know that's where I was born and raised. I know it's liberal capital of.
Yeah, John, we know what starts the fires up there.
You get it.
Okay.
I wanted to just give some factual data though when it comes to sizable fires that have happened there.
All right.
Now, when I did the research on this, it's only going back to 89. I know there were fires even before that because my dad could even tell stories of fighting fires in El Dorado Canyon and places like that clear back in the 60s. So, you know, this stuff's been going on for quite some time. Although I will tell you that I don't think it's as bad as it is today back then, because there's more fire mitigation that went on back then than there is today. And there was as many homes. So if a fire burned, it burned and it rejuvenated itself and it wasn't any big deal. But the most notable fires in Boulder County, 1989, the Black Tiger Fire, 1990 and 2009, same area, the old stage fires up on Old Stage Road. 2003, we had the Overland Fire. 2010, we had the 4 Mile Canyon Fire. And in 2016, the Cold Springs Fire, and now the one that we current have. So if I go through that, was it any hotter in 89 than it was in 79 than it was in 60? I mean, everybody will, you know, the left will tell you that it is. But keep in mind, folks, even the data that the left will use when it comes to climate change, we're talking about a half a degree. You're telling me that a half a degree difference is making all these trees burn up? You're a knucklehead if you think that. You're an utter moron if you'd say that.
Yeah, and by the way, they will cherry pick. They'll say, oh, no, it's like a degree and a half, and they'll take it obviously from the late 60s, early 70s. Folks, that was a mini ice age that was going on at that time.
And even a degree and a half isn't changing anything.
No, I know, but just keep in mind, they're doing that because what they're doing is taking a valley in the temperature and ignoring how it came up. And also, John, two other things, then we'll get to Jeff here. Number one, they ignore the 30s when it was just as hot or hotter.
That's right.
And number two, they're ignoring the fact that a lot of the stations that would measure how hot or cold it is were closed down in communist Russia in some of the coldest places on Earth. Those were factored into the global temperature.
Right. Well
and
said.
They were, and you can see right at the time that they were taken down in the 80s, the global temperature went directly up.
Jeff, you're up next.
Hey, John. Hey, one other point on these fires now. I think some of the fires are bigger now than they used to be. You've lived here as long as I have, your whole life. It used to be, until there was a massive policy shift in Forest Service policy, if it was on public ground and it was down or dead, you could go cut it for firewood.
That's right.
Great
you
point.
Sure
and
you could just go in and get it.
They
Great
cut
point.
All that out.
That's right. You're right, Jeff. I remember being a kid. I've shared this before, and I'm sure you were the same way. You know, back in the 70s, I remember going up with my dad, you know, numerous years. We'd go up, cut firewood, cut all the dead beetle kill out. This Forest Service would mark where you could go, where you could cut the wood, take it with you.
Yep.
We don't do that anymore, Jeff.
In Wisconsin, that was free firewood and free building wood. Like I said, it made incredible-looking furniture, and we were encouraged to do it. Now you can't.
Well, you know, Jeff, a lot of folks did too back then, and Jeff, you probably remember this, there were guys back then, we weren't one of them, but there were guys back then even that made a living, you know, a side living, if you would, out of going up, cutting the wood, coming back and selling it to people that didn't want to go through all the work to actually do that. So they actually were getting the product free. Granted, they had to go get it, cut it, split it, and all that, but they'd sell you a cord of wood for X amount of money. Granted, the wood was free, but they had a little side business going, and there was nothing wrong with that.
That's how my brothers and my friends made a living through high school.
Thank you. And why don't we do that now, Jeff?
Wood every because, day after school.
Because John, because loggers are evil.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't you listened to the environmental left?
Yeah, good point. Yeah, they're the evil of evil.
Yeah.
Hey,
Jeff,
I
you're
just
right.
Want to throw Thanks. That point out.
No,
there.
You're right, Jeff. Thank you.
Bring that up.
No, well said. Thank you. And he's spot on. And yes, I can remember as a kid there were individuals that would do that. And again, why can't we do that today? What's wrong with having a little side business of going up, cutting beetle kill, splitting it, or selling it, or doing whatever you want to do with it? Go up there, get it, help clean it out, come down here and sell it to whoever you want to.
Let me tell you something, John. You've got a lot of these kids in the inner cities, these young kids. You could take them up there in a couple trucks and have them clear a ton of this. They got young, strong backs. They'd be up there, and you'd pay them good. They'd make a lot of money. They'd be happier than could be, and you would have made our forest safer.
And teach kids about the outdoors at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, but we can't do that. Let's let them just shoot each other. You know, I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
No, but
the bottom line, John, is this. The fires are worse now. They are worse now, and they go further now. Why? Because we don't mitigate. We don't cut down the dead stuff, and that's why they burn more. It's just like
structures, as I mentioned earlier, we're burning more structures now because there's more of them.
Exactly. And it's just like they were saying, oh, my gosh, there's so much more property damage from hurricanes. Remember early on about 12, 15 years ago. Why was there more property damage? Because we had built so much more by the coast.
That's right. Well said. Bruce Simmons is next, folks. He's our reverse mortgage professor If you're interested in a reverse mortgage, now may be the time to call and find out more. Just get the details, how it works, all the ins and outs. And by the way, they're great. If you're 62 years of age or older, you've got some capital in your house, some equity, you want to tap into that equity, Bruce can show you how it works really well. 303-467-7821. That's American Liberty Mortgage.
Between the high home values and low interest rates of today's market, you want to call Bruce Simmons now about refinancing your reverse mortgage. Your home value has increased since you first took out your loan. By refinancing at today's low interest rates, you could pull more money out of your house without increasing your loan balance. Convert an even larger portion of the value of your home into tax-free money that you may use however you wish. Plus, as long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, you will never need to worry about making a mortgage payment as long as you live in the home. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, makes a potentially confusing loan program easy to understand. Right now, Bruce can even walk you through the numbers virtually, line by line, from your home computer. Visit klzradio.com/reverse and ask Bruce to run the numbers for you. Find out how much you could benefit from refinancing your reverse mortgage.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And, you know, despite everything we just said, I want to make sure that I add in that, yes, we are still very thoughtful, and our hearts and prayers go out to those that have been affected by these fires. You know, we get it, and I understand, you know, the desire and the yearning to live in a very, you know, idealistic setting where you've got, you know, the mountains and the trees and the forest and all of that. And I get that, and I understand that. And by the way, I think the folks that live in those areas, for the most part, I mean, I think there's maybe a few exceptions, but for the most part, I think the people that live in those areas understand the risks that they're in when they move there. They get it. They know they're surrounded by trees, and if a fire were to start, yeah, they're at risk. I think they get that. Sort of like somebody that lives on the coast. You know that if you live on the coast, your chances of getting wiped out by a flood or a hurricane are much higher than if you live in Colorado.
Yeah.
And if you live in the mountains, your chances of having your house lost to fire is much higher than if you live in the city. And by the way, you pay higher rates of insurance because of that.
Exactly.
So, it, you know, and again, I'm not making light of any of this, just giving you guys some explanation as to how some of this works. We'll come back. Another full hour coming your way. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. We'll be right back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.